Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, President Trump just truthed out that he needs to hear from the courts how this is going to be done. And Jake, as you know, the best way for SNAP benefits to get paid is for Democrats, five Democrats, to cross the aisle and reopen the government.
That's a good point. Joining us now to talk about the shutdown, Dr. Nan Hayworth. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, my privilege, Ryan. Thank you.
So the government is still in shutdown. It's been over a month now. Where do you think it goes this week? Do you think we're going to see any progress?
Oh, yeah. I think probably somewhere around Wednesday, we're going to see the Democrats decide that they'll vote for the clean continuing resolution. Because then the Virginia governor's race will be over.
Yeah. So you think that's one of the reasons? There's a lot of reasons people are saying this is getting dragged out. So you think after the, I guess, the elections on Tuesday, Wednesday, things start to free up?
Yeah. That's I'm among the, I think, growing number of folks who just say, look, it's pretty clear that the Democrat Party thinks that this is to their advantage in areas where they are becoming more challenged in terms of winning. They're losing a lot of American citizens. They're losing constituencies that they have taken for granted for decades, including Black and Hispanic Americans. So I think they're figuring that Americans are going to blame Republicans for this shutdown and all the attendant miseries that are coming along with it, and will be inclined to vote for Democrats tomorrow.
Yeah, and you've heard they're already starting to lay the groundwork. Oh, now that President Trump is back in town, now he'll start caring about Americans as opposed to affairs across overseas. So you heard the clip there from Scott Bessent, and he said all we need is five Democrats to cross the aisle. Is that how it starts? You just get five Democrats, or do you think it'll be more than that?
Well, all we need is five, and maybe, you know, they'll choose among themselves who walks the plank, I guess, so that they can compromise with the Republicans. Maybe it'll be more. I think it's all going to depend, Ryan, on what they perceive to be to their political advantage. And, you know, the problem, of course, for them is that more and more Americans are waking up to the fact that, look, you know, the Democrat Party's policies really haven't helped us. Obamacare has not helped us. It's certainly helped a lot of big health care, if you will. It's helped a lot of profit margins, but it hasn't actually helped average Americans. And that is a huge problem for the Democrats that's going to be very difficult for them to solve unless they see the light.
Well, even so, you got this clean resolution. It's just making it so there's some more time where people need to get paid. I mean, we got some problems when it comes to, you know, not so much the SNAP, but the thing I'm really worried about, these air traffic controllers just saying, I'm sick. That's, I mean, when you're talking about grounding flights, that's a big deal.
I could not agree more. And our air traffic controllers are so hard pressed and so dedicated. And they have been, as you know, and they have been way overstressed, understaffed, and just under enormous pressure, even under ordinary circumstances, for years. So I know Secretary Duffy personally. We were freshmen in the House of Representatives together, a number of years ago. And I am quite certain that his heart and President Trump's heart are with those controllers. They don't want to see anything. And with Americans who fly and need to be safe, they don't want to see these disruptions. They don't want to see this kind of turmoil. And unfortunately, look, the Democrats in Congress, in the House and the Senate, have consistently voted for so-called clean continuing resolutions, right? We just keep funding the government. Somehow this time around, they've decided that they're going to try to hold everybody hostage so that they can get more subsidies into, to their cronies, basically in big healthcare, in the insurance industry. And we need a healthy insurance industry. I'm not saying we don't. We do, obviously. But we're going about it all the wrong way. This is not the way to do this. This is not the way to accomplish shared goals for the American public. And it's so obviously political on their part that they're causing this misery because they're trying to extort us.
Yeah. Well, so what happens here? Let's say there's not enough Democrats to vote for this. Let's say you can't find five. They lock in arm, Chuck Schumer gets what he wants. And OK, he says, we can do a clean resolution, that's all fun and good. But in the end, he feels like without this government shutdown, he's not going to get the Obamacare subsidies to continue. The work requirements that came in under the Big Beautiful Bill, they don't want work requirements when it comes to getting some of these benefits. And they don't even care if you're a citizen in the United States to get some of these benefits. That's the stuff they're standing up for right now. So what happens if Schumer and them say, you know what, forget it, we can't get this lockdown lifted because then we're going to lose everything.
They're going to lose either way Ryan, so much of it, though, it all depends on Americans recognizing where the problem is. The Republicans, I think, have been making, and I'm not saying this politically, I'm just saying this on the basis of policy. The case is being made that what the Democrats are asking for doesn't make long-term sense for the American public, doesn't even make short-term sense. And it's wrong for them to do this. And we need to keep the pressure on them to work productively to keep the government going while they hash it out with their fellow members and senators across the aisle. And as long as the American public can hold them responsible, then Democrats will feel the political cost of what they're doing, because there are more elections coming up, and they are not going to do well if they're seen as the ones who are causing a lot of trouble and a lot of heartache and a lot of genuine distress and damage for the sake of their political goals.
We got some problems, we'll see how this week plays out, but we appreciate the analysis and the time from the RNC, Dr. Nan Hayworth. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
My privilege. Thank you.
Yeah, it's quite the week we are going into. There could be a lot that happens this week. Yeah, you know what? I feel like we can say that pretty much every day. Oh, there could be a lot that happens. It's all the time. There's a lot that can happen at any given moment. I think that's why talk radio is doing so well right now, because it gives us the opportunity to bring it to you as it happens, without delay, unfiltered in so many different ways. After the break, we're going to check some sports with Tom Ackerman. There's just so much going on with it too, and I'm curious what he's watching. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show, 97.1 FM Talk.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.